Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Now, even if you lose at the Oscars, you can still walk away with an awesome Everybody Wins at the Oscars gift bag. It's worth over $55,000. Among the more extravagant items, a $15,000 tour of Japan, a $9,000 trip to Vegas, and $6,000 worth of dog food.
Number four.
Jared Leto struck out with the ladies at Fashion Week in New York City. He sent over a female friend to ask two models for their phone numbers, and they turned him down flat.
Number three.
Jerry O'Connell having a little fun at Shia LaBeouf's expense. Right next door to Shia's I Am Sorry exhibit in L.A., Jerry set up his I Am Sorry 2 exhibit. He also wore a bag on his head, but unlike Shia's I'm Not Famous Anymore, Jerry said, super famous.
Number two.
No love lost between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj, but it just so happens both ladies released their new songs and videos yesterday, and Mariah showed up at a radio station to promote it, bringing her own lighting crew. Thank you very much. Now, when one of the DJs asked about Idol, Mariah said, I was a professional on that show, and that's all I have to say. Another DJ said, Nicki was late, though, and Mariah said, who? I don't even remember who that was. That was a moment in my life that I'm just going to press delete.
Number one.
Drake told Rolling Stone he thinks Macklemore apologizing to Kendrick Lamar for stealing the Grammy for Best Rap Album was whack. He especially didn't like that Macklemore took a screenshot of his private apology to Kendrick and posted it for the world to see. Drake said, if you feel you didn't deserve it, go get better. Make better music. You think those guys would pay homage to you if they won? And that's your showbiz top five.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.